98 Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Across the country, chaos and arrests as campus protests against the war in Gaza swell. That was a sound at Emory University in Atlanta. Columbia University setting today is the deadline to move a student encampment. So far, they are still there. Analysis continues to come into the absolute immunity arguments of the U.S. Supreme Court Thursday. ABC's Terry Moran was there.
At the heart of this case, Donald Trump's unprecedented claim. His lawyer telling the justices that presidents can never face criminal prosecution for anything they do in office that can be linked to their official duties.
Without presidential immunity from criminal prosecution, there can be no presidency as we know it.
The sheer magnitude of that claim hung over the courtroom, several justices acknowledging the stakes.
This case has huge implications for the presidency, for the future of the presidency, for the future of the country.
Today, the former president's criminal hush money trial continues in New York. The National Enquirer publisher expected back on the stand. This is ABC News. Under arrest now in Nevada, a couple accused of keeping their child in a cage.
Misty and Jeffrey Scanlon are accused of child abuse and neglect. After their children went missing for a week, a truancy officer was sent to the home and heard a child screaming. When police responded and went inside, they say they found a large enclosure in the living room with metal bars and locked doors like a jail cell with an 11-year-old boy inside wearing only a diaper. Police say there was feces around the house, on the floors and walls, and trash all over, and locks on the children's bedrooms. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Some Ring doorbell owners will be taking part of a $5.6 million settlement. The FTC had accused Ring of violating customer privacy by sharing doorbell videos without permission. And there may be a big change coming on Southwest Airlines. It's known for flying without assigned seats. But after posting a first quarter loss, the CEO of Southwest says it's opening the door to creating a first class section. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Universities of Wisconsin says UW-Platteville will vacate its Richland Center branch campus on July 1st. Local officials say they were caught by surprise. Senator Kelda Royce spoke about state support for the UW system at a forum in Muscadet this week.
State support for the universities has in my lifetime gone from just under half of the revenue that they get to between 11 and 15%.
The UW has closed 5 2-year branch campuses in a year and a half. Donald Trump is coming back to Wisconsin next week. Trump is set to speak in Waukesha next Wednesday. The Republican is on trial for 34 felony counts of falsifying business records to cover up a sex scandal. Trump has a narrow lead over President Biden in the latest Marquette poll. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Sunday, April 28th at St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church on Highway 8 in Catawba, there will be a spring dinner. They will be serving from noon until 1:30. There will be chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, dressing, coleslaw, homemade buns, and pies. Adults are $12, children 12 and under are $8, and preschool is free. Again, that is Sunday, April 28th at St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church in Catawba.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Packers draft a left tackle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. The Packers picked Jordan Morgan, a left tackle out of Arizona, in the first round. Morgan says he's watched a lot of tape of former Packer David Bakhtiari over the years.
Really strong arms, really strong upper body, and he can really lock people up, which is where I get my game from. I like to just lock people up and stalemate. And I mean, he's just a dog.
At the 25th pick, did the Packers ever consider taking offers to trade down? GM Brian Gutekunst.
There was a couple things we were looking at to make sense to move backwards at the end of the day, because Jordan was available. I didn't want to do that. I wanted to make sure we secured the player.
Iowa defensive back Cooper DeJean was not selected. He'll still be available tonight in rounds 2 and 3. Baseball. The Brewers with a 7-5 win over the Pirates, thanks to a 2-run homer by Gary Sanchez. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, he's a veteran hitter, and he's given us a big lift doing that. I mean, it won the game for us.
NBA. The Bucks and the Pacers in Indy tonight for game 3 of their playoff series. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Cloudy and breezy with scattered showers developing by this afternoon. Our high today 57 with wind out of the southeast at 15 to 25, gusting to 35 to 40. Tonight showers, thunderstorms, 45 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered thunderstorms and a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 36.
Now scanning the country music playlist. Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
Country.
I drink too much.
others.
Usually, so neon lights.
I pretty good for bad goodbyes. I got some girls off of my mind, but baby, not tonight.
Jake Owen there, a 98Q Country, American Country Love Song. 28 past 6, we're waking up to 36 degrees, and temperatures today shall rise to about 57. 70% chance of rain today, about a 95% chance of rain Saturday, Sunday. Pretty good chance of rain, excuse me, again Monday and Tuesday. So we're in for a 4 or 5 day stretch here of probably rain each day. Cloudy and breezy is how they describe today, with occasional afternoon rain. That wind will be southeast today at 15 to 30 miles an hour. 63 for your high temp tomorrow. Wind still moving at about 10 to 20, with again a couple of showers and heavy thunderstorms. They're talking, you know, maybe 2 to 3 inches or more by the time we're done with this whole rain system. As long as we don't get it all within 1 hour, we should be good. Wait, temperatures are Sunday. Sunday's high 46. Man, just the roller coaster of temperatures. Very typical here in Wisconsin, of course. So today, first things first, 57, windy, cloudy, and occasional afternoon rain showers. It's not too bad out there right now. You can slip out there right now and take care of any outdoor business you got. Not too bad. The Packers picked themselves up an offensive tackle in the first round of the NFL draft yesterday. It's a good thing the NFL isn't overhyping the draft, huh? Goodness gracious, did you watch it last night? Oh, man. Quite a production. The NFL is the Cadillac, is the Lamborghini of sports. I mean, the amount of people that were there in Detroit and just the whole production value of the whole thing was incredible. And that's just the first round. It won't be quite that dramatic that way the next few rounds. So the Vikings got themselves their quarterback they wanted, this J.J. McCarthy guy. So that's the name that Packer fans will be yelling at for the next few years. Whether he'll be the starter day one, who knows? He's a Michigan guy. He won the national title with Michigan. So the Packers, again, got an offensive tackle from Arizona, Jordan Morgan. Let's find out what's happening. We've got Mike Clemens. We've got Terry Bell. We've got ABC twice an hour, news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Across the country, chaos and arrests as campus protests against the war in Gaza swell. That was a sound at Emory University in Atlanta. Columbia University setting today is the deadline to move a student encampment. So far, they are still there. Analysis continues to come into the absolute immunity arguments of the U.S. Supreme Court Thursday. ABC's Terry Moran was there.
At the heart of this case, Donald Trump's unprecedented claim. His lawyer telling the justices that presidents can never face criminal prosecution for anything they do in office that can be linked to their official duties.
Without presidential immunity from criminal prosecution, there can be no presidency as we know it.
The sheer magnitude of that claim hung over the courtroom, several justices acknowledging the stakes.
This case has huge implications for the presidency, for the future of the presidency, for the future of the country.
Today, the former president's criminal hush money trial continues in New York. The National Enquirer publisher expected back on the stand. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin election officials are considering how far election observers need to stand from poll workers on Election Day this year. The Wisconsin Elections Commission met yesterday to get public feedback on a proposal to make observers stand 3 to 8 feet from election workers. Commissioners will meet again in late June. High school athletic directors in Wisconsin say they need more time and more information before they can support student athletes getting the same kind of name, image, and likeness rights as in college.
Let's make sure we're fully vetted before implementing change. Let's make sure we do this and understand what the consequences are before we make a change.
Jeremy Schlitz of Madison is one of the majority who voted against NIL at Wednesday's meeting of the WIAA. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Stop on
on by John's 3 Mile Corner Bar in Phillips on Sunday, April 28th at 2 p.m. for a meat raffle for the Flambeau Clowns. All proceeds to benefit Zora Shriners Flambeau Clowns Unit. Once again, this is John's 3 Mile Corner Bar on Sunday, April 28th at 2 p.m. N7297 State Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin. A meat raffle for your Flambeau Clowns.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Packers draft a tackle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. There were highly rated defensive backs, linebackers, and receivers on the board, but the Green Bay Packers used their first-round pick on an offensive tackle. They hope will become the next David Bakhtiari. It's Jordan Morgan, a left tackle out of Arizona. GM Brian Gutekunst.
For me, there's only so many big guys usually in each draft, and you realize that they're going to go early and they're going to go quick, and if you don't get one, you might be out of luck. So where we had him valued, this was a pretty easy decision for us.
Rounds 2 and 3 of the draft after tonight, NBA, the Bucks and the Pacers for game 3 of their playoff series tonight, standing at 1 game apiece. Baseball, the Brewers open a weekend series at home tonight against the New York Yankees. Milwaukee coming off a 7-5 win in Pittsburgh. They split the series 2 games apiece. Pat Murphy credits the bullpen.
Nobody knows Kane Hager, Uribe, or Piamps, or McGill, to be honest with you. I mean, these aren't household names. They've earned their way, and they're hungry, and they're consistent.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Experience a Lazy Loon breakfast. Dive into 2 eggs, home fried potatoes, and your choice of bacon, sausage, or ham with toast, all for under $10. Serving from 6 a.m. to noon at Lazy Loon Lodge, located on State Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Newly opened and taking room reservations soon.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Kick gutter stress to the curb with Lynn Stunkel at Complete Rain Gutters. 30-plus years of expertise for peace of mind. Get your quote today at CompleteRainGutter.com. Relax, we've got you covered.
Do you have 3 ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy 3 times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number 2. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-306-8158 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-306-8158. That's 800-306-8158. What do you have to lose? Call 800-306-8158. Again, 800-306-8158.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Cloudy and breezy with scattered showers developing by this afternoon. Our high today 57 with wind out of the southeast at 15 to 25, gusting to 35 to 40. Tonight showers, thunderstorms, 45 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered thunderstorms and a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Let's do this. Hey, y'all, it's Thomas Ritt.
Maybe angels don't always help me.
I'm listening to you guys all day long.
98Q Country.
With a coffee and ends with a wine, takes forever getting ready, so she's never on time for anything. When she gets that come get me look in her eyes, well, it kind of scares me the way that she drives me wild. And she drives me wild.
stars like confetti. 37 our temp on our way to 57 today. Mild tomorrow, but then cooler on Sunday. It's going to rain pretty much today, tomorrow, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. There's at least a 70% chance of rain each of those days. Not going to rain all day, every day, but it's going to be an overcast stretch, and we're going to get the soil hopefully moisturized pretty good here. The growing season's underway. If the sun came out today, there would be lawn mowing today. But with the lack of sunshine, I think that's going to be delayed a little bit. So my prediction of mowing your lawn yesterday or today may fall back a few days. But once all this rain moves through and then we see warmer temperatures and sunshine mid-next week, ooh, hang on. Hang on. Our Wisconsin State bird will be out. And the gnats and all that, the lawn mowing and all that stuff you've been whining about wanting to do, right? We've got news and sports to come. Lots going on yesterday. Track, soccer, baseball, softball. We had a good one. We had a good one with Shawamigan and Prentice baseball yesterday. We'll talk about all the scores coming up during our 7 o'clock get-together.
Kurtz Island Sports Shop Fishing Report is brought to you by Kurtz Island Sports Shop, Highway 51 North, Minocqua. Per usual, April showed us what April can be. Cold and wind this past week disrupted the nice warm-up that seemed to be occurring. With limited options to the fishing here in the Northwoods, panfish and catch-and-release bass, what was a slowly improving bite came to a crashing halt. No worries, not a lot of anglers take advantage to the super early open water opportunities for panfish at times like this, but it can be productive under the right conditions. On warming days, crappies and gills will congregate in the shallows to warm themselves and feed on invertebrates. Perch have or will be spawning further out away from these areas. These gills and crappies are not spawning, as some think, just collecting heat to help with the development of their eggs. These fish can be in as little as 1 foot of water and very spooky. Stay back as far as the long cast will allow to offer up waxies, leaf worms, small minnows, or tiny tube jigs. Heavy, weighted floats such as rocket bobbers will help with these casts. Forecast of highs in the 50s and low 60s with bright sun will be the best.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their Primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
Indulge in scrumptious ice cream while browsing at their one-stop gift shop, Decor to Adore, on Division Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where every visit promises delightful discoveries.
Get ready for a new year of work with limited time savings on Bobcat equipment at Nemuth Implement in Stetsonville. Get as low as 0% for 72 months on a Bobcat compact tractor or choose a free front end loader when you buy with cash. Special offers are available on Bobcat zero-turn mowers with financing as low as 0% for 48 months or rebates up to $1,200 on select models. Call Nemuth Implement at 715-678-2271 or stop by the Stetsonville showroom just south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville. Offers end March 31st, so hurry in. Some exclusions apply.
Attention anglers. Bader Sports Center in Phillips, Wisconsin has all the gear you'll need for this upcoming fishing season. From tackle to lures, rods, reels, live bait, performance apparel to keep you in top fishing form. Check out end of the season savings on remaining Stormy Cromart clothing for the entire family. Find unique metal art along with Deer Creek Angus and Jackson and Louis candies. Also, turkey hunting supplies in stock for the upcoming season. Plus, Bader Sports Center is your DNR licensed agent. Visit us 7 days a week next to Pick and Save in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Let's spice up your shoreline this summer and create the gathering spot for your friends and family. Call Freeze Firewood in Phillips today to start your design process with stairs, shoreline decks, docks, swim rafts, and all the outdoor furniture in between. Freeze Firewood can connect your backwoods to your backyard oasis. Check them out on Facebook or call 715-567-0616.
Is your current career a pain in the glass? Tired of working at a boring job with no excitement or extra cash? Well, listen up. Sierra Pacific is hiring. Sierra Pacific currently has crew member openings for their first, second, and weekend shifts. Take your pick of a 4-day, 10-hour shift with possible overtime on Fridays, or work 3 12-hour days on their weekend shift. Both come with excellent benefits, and they offer great starting pay. And you can earn a $1,500 hiring bonus your first year. Join the Sierra Pacific team today and start making that extra dough while also helping the world see clearly. Open your window of opportunity and apply in person, or explore careers at Sierra Pacific Windows in either Medford or Merrill online at SPI-IND.com/careers. Sierra Pacific is an equal opportunity employer, including those with a disability and veterans.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Minimum purchase required. Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid within promotional period. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Dan, this house is freezing. It's got to be these old windows.
The windows are fine.
It's time to text Renewal by Anderson. Otherwise, I'm cranking up the thermostat.
No, our heating bill is huge.
Exactly. We need new windows.
You think so?
Our windows are over 10 years old. They're letting out the warm air and wasting money.
You're saying we could actually save money and the house would be warmer if we replaced our old windows?
Yes. And if we text now, we can save hundreds of dollars.
I'm texting Renewal by Anderson.
Text OUTSIDE to 200-300 right now and schedule your free consultation with Renewal by Anderson online today. Plus, text now during the spring savings event and buy one window or door and get one 40% off when you buy four or more units. Plus, save an extra $30 off every unit. Text OUTSIDE to 200-300 for no dollars down, no payments, and no interest for a full year with Renewal by Anderson. Text the word OUTSIDE to 200-300. OUTSIDE to 200-300.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club at BJ Sports Shop, Monaco's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. Shop your boat club located at 917 U.S. Highway 51 in Minocqua.
Cloudy and breezy with scattered showers developing by this afternoon. Our high today 57 with wind out of the southeast at 15 to 25, gusting to 35 to 40. Tonight showers, thunderstorms 45. Tomorrow mostly cloudy with a few scattered thunderstorms and a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 36.
Country.
Frost on.
Country. A wet weekend. Rain isn't really going to kick in probably until lunchtime or a little bit after that. So you might have time to get out this morning and do a few things. And again, it's not going to rain every second of every day for the next 4 or 5 days. But we're just going to see on and off showers with quite a bit of cloud cover. That sun trying to peek through a little bit here this morning. On our way to about 57. Temperatures not too shabby. Not too shabby. 57 today, 63 tomorrow. Sunday's not good. Sunday's going to be one of those days where the temperature is going to just stick at like 45 and just stay there the whole day and night. And then back to the 50s and 60s all next week. Next week is looking pretty good. A little bit of rain to start off the week. Maybe a lot of bit of rain. But I think temperatures cranking up a little bit. We'll get things moving, get things growing. Boy, with the lack of winter we had, it sure seems like we should be putting stuff in the ground right now, right? We should be planting the seeds and stuff like that. We're still a little ways away from that yet. It's a gamble yet. Let's get some words of wisdom to get us into the weekend here. Focus on the family, we call it. It's brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
In many ways, being a parent is the most natural thing in the world, but there's also a lot to learn. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. One of the topics we frequently hear about from parents has to do with knowing how and when to discipline your children. If you have some questions in that area, here's a few basic things to remember. First, make sure your child understands the rules before you discipline him. If Junior hasn't been told ahead of time why a particular behavior is wrong, he shouldn't be punished for it. And remember this, there's a difference between defiance and mistakes. So if your child acts out because of immaturity or clumsiness, there's no reason to punish him for that. Just come alongside him and help him to learn and grow from the experience. Second, when your child breaks a rule, be sure your discipline fits the offense. Don't overreact. A small act of defiance should receive an equally small form of correction. And most importantly, stay in control. Never discipline in anger. Unless your child is facing immediate danger, you don't have to address a problem the moment it happens. Instead, step back from the situation until your emotions are under control. Discipline isn't about tearing a child down. It's about teaching your child right and wrong and helping him to learn and grow. For encouragement to make every day of parenting count, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Their Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy. You're a Health Mart pharmacy who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club at BJ Sports Shop, Monaco's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. Shop your boat club located at 917 U.S. Highway 51 in Minocqua.
Cloudy and breezy with scattered showers developing by this afternoon. Our high today 57 with wind out of the southeast at 15 to 25, gusting to 35 to 40. Tonight showers, thunderstorms 45 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered thunderstorms and a high of 64.